Welcome to Two Guys and a Question, where Danny Jefferson and Alan Creedy challenge conventional thinking by fielding questions for more than 1,000 subscribers, all in less than 12 minutes an episode.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
We're Two Guys and a Question, and today's issue, Danny, I think we need to focus on is something that is a critical skill. It's always been a critical skill, but today in the 21st century funeral home, it's even more of a critical skill, and that is time management. In my experience, and no offense to anyone, I find that many, many funeral directors are very sloppy with their time management. But you know, one of the things that's impressed me with you from the very beginning is how deliberate you are with respect to time management. Tell us about that.
Well, some of it was about necessity. All right. On the necessity part, when I was younger and first got in the business, you worked every day.
Right.
You worked on Sunday.
Right.
You'd be sitting in there reading the newspaper back in the day when we had those things. If nothing was going on at all in the funeral home, there could be three people in the back office doing nothing.
Right.
Even at that young age, I couldn't comprehend that because I always had to mow the yard. I always had to do something. And the owner of the place was always making me wash cars as if it was a fire department. If it hadn't rained in 6 weeks, you still washed the car.
Right.
Every day. You put up tents, took tents down. You folded tents when you had time. You painted tent posts. You always found something to do.
So fast forward to being an owner. You're responsible for helping with families. You're helping manage staff. You got a payroll. You got to meet payroll. You got to do marketing in the community. You've got a myriad of things. You don't wash cars anymore, probably, but you've got a myriad of things. So what are some of the things you did? And my impression was it was very intentional, very deliberate, very well thought out.
Well, the neat thing is that it ties into what's going on today with the work shortage.
Okay.
A lot of the people that are complaining about needing staff really, truly don't need staff, certainly don't need the licensees that they say they need.
So you're talking time management will address
time
that.
Time management. We were just discussing the other day about can't tell you the number of times that I would leave a funeral service.
Right.
And go back to the funeral home, maybe embalm a body, go back to the funeral home, maybe put some obituary in a paper or finish up some paperwork or go back to the funeral home and put a body in a casket or do something like that.
So you would actually leave the service at the church.
Yes.
Go back to the funeral home. Well, it seems to me that one of the implicit things that you would have had to accomplish in that is you felt confident that the staff you left behind was able to handle most any contingency.
You mentioned earlier about all the business end of the business. You mentioned all the details, including washing cars. If you have trained your staff to do a role and they take care of that role, why would you need to worry about it other than to make sure that it is getting done and or got done?
So part of the feeling that I sense so many funeral homeowners have that they're overworked is actually a symptom that they're not as confident in their staff as they should be.
Or they're simply just going back on what they remember from the old days, and you can't do that anymore. In the old days, you didn't have a telephone that would tell you the news. You didn't need it. You don't need a newspaper anymore. You have beepers that would let you know what's going on or when I need you to call, and then you'd have to look for a phone somewhere. All of those things have cut time out of your day to do necessary things. But if you have the staff that can put obituaries in the paper, call the pallbearers, call the minister, take care of all the other things, all you need to do is take a few minutes every day to see that it gets done.
Okay, so one of the other things I think you did, and I have to tell the audience that this is something you changed my mind on. I have always I've always admired the funeral director that spent 2 and 3 hours with the family, not realizing that the family really didn't want to spend 2 and 3 hours, although they were certainly willing to cooperate. But you were, I will continue to repeat the story, about how you embalmed three bodies, took care of two funerals, and was home by 6:30 that night. And, you know, people look at you, and I know I've been there. They look at you and like, how did you do that? Especially when they find out one of them was your dad. The truth is that you manage your time very well. And I think that a lot of the concern and issues that funeral directors have today about being overworked is really a symptom of not having time management skills, but also not trusting the people that work for them.
Take care of your staff. Train your staff. Believe in your staff. Trust your staff. They will support you. They will make you look good. And when they do make you look good, you have to tell the families that I couldn't do it without my team. You can do it.
And we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.